Hello and welcome to Matrix Live. My guest today is Quentin, who is the tech lead behind the MASS effort. I never know if you say MASS or MAS. What is the right way to do to say it?
I think I prefer to say mass. It's less. It's quicker. The funny thing with this is that I've been purposefully like using a very long name for this project, Matrix Authentication Service, because I wanted someone else to find another name, but it actually never happened, and mass stick around. So that's it.
It is what it is. So you're here to talk about the migration of matrix.org to the new Matrix Authentication Service, aka MASS. Can we see how it looks like? What is the big difference?
Yeah, for sure. Let me just share my screen and actually sign out. So how it looks like. So if I log in Elements right now, I guess the big difference is that before you would like see a username and login form here and with like the social login options, and now it's just a continue button. So I'm just gonna click continue. And here I'm navigating through MASS, and MASS like asked me to sign in. I can either enter my username and password, or here I have an account that is logged with using GitHub. So I'm just gonna select that, and that's about it. I'm logged in. I guess that's the quickest demo I can do. It doesn't look impressive, I guess. But one really important thing to understand is now, my account is basically on a separate, has its own separate space now. So if I go in my element settings now, you see here instead of having the usual like manage my email stuff like that, I have a button that tells me you can manage your account here. And here you see I'm getting redirected to account.matrix.org. So this is the new home for your matrix.org accounts. This is where you add a new email address to your accounts. This is where you manage your existing sessions. So I can log out like this element session. I can log this session out or stuff like that, basically, or deactivate your account. So you now have this dedicated space for your accounts that is not within your clients. And that is the same across all devices, basically.
And if you get back to Element and you click on your profile picture on the top left, I could see something very interesting. Oh no, you
Yeah,
logged out.
I can log back in. This is quick. Like logging back in is quick.
So if you click on that picture, then you have a pop-up with the menu, and I could see a link that I'm very interested in. And does it mean we have QR code login working? Because I could see something like link a new device.
Yeah, so this was part, I guess, of the element. Let me do things. So this was part of the new features that we're supposed to also go with this migration with MASS is to be able to have this single QR code and that lets me log in to another device without entering my recovery keys and stuff like that. The thing is, this particular MSC, this particular spec isn't merged yet. It needs still needs some work, and we have a policy on matrix.org that where we try to only deploy things that are accepted in the spec. So this part of the shiny new MASS stuff is not yet part of the spec, so we haven't enabled it, and it's not fully ready for production yet. So that's why it's not available yet, unfortunately.
All right, so there is a technical foundation to make this happen, but it's not part of the spec, so we can't have that shiny new feature
Yeah.
quite yet. Talking of matrix.org, so to migrate matrix.org to MAS or MASS, you had to take matrix.org for some time. I think it was a 1 hour window announced. In practice, it took a little less longer. Why did you have to take matrix.org down?
So the thing to understand with MASS is that like this project has been the opportunity for us to rethink off from the ground up, like how we manage user, how we manage accounts. And so one thing that happened here is that now Synapse is not the one managing your session. It's not the one managing your users anymore. It's MAS doing that. And MAS has its own database. So we had to copy over, move over the existing sessions, the existing access tokens from the Synapse database to the MAS database. So that's part of why this migration steps. Then why it took 30 minutes? Actually, the fact that it only took 30 minutes is impressive because we had around 110 million users to move around. So that's also including guest account because we didn't want to completely lose the historical ones. And as well as 45 million, I think, access tokens to move around. And so to do that in a very short amount of time is a technique.
Technical prowess, you can say it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, credit to Oliver, my other colleague who worked on this. But yeah, during the migration, we peaked around like, I don't know, 400K users a second being migrated, which is really impressive. But yeah.
Okay, so this is where you had some downtime because there was actually a transfer of where the accounts live. You have been dogfooding MAS for 2 years at Element, and it took you an additional 2 years to deploy it to matrix.org. Why?
Yeah, so I think it was a project 2 years ago to start using MAS internally, so for our own like employees' home server. So that happened in July 2023, something like that. And now we're only like 2 years later before we had to wait a lot more to get it on matrix.org. And I guess part of the reason why is that what's happening on matrix.org is very wild compared to like a very small home server, like our own employee home server. So we had to make sure it scales at matrix.org scale. So there's a lot of rewrites that had to be done in terms of like I had to come up with a completely new async job system within MAS to make sure that it's reliable and it works with like thousands of active users. At the same time. And also, matrix.org basically has probably the most variety in like users and use cases. People use it for their like regular chats, but also for scripts, for bots, for I don't know what people are building on matrix.org, but it's very, very different from like a corporate home server. And especially like matrix.org has features like logging in with different account providers, like with GitHub, with Google, with GitLab, etc. All of those have like specifics that had to be taken into account. And we also need other features that you don't need on a corporate home server, like being able to change your own password or being able to deactivate your account. So a lot of this we had to work a lot on this to make those user friendly and also work as user expected, basically.
All right. So basically, this was polishing the tool before it could be released to the general public. One question I do have is I have a home server because I am a home labber. I would like to move to MAS eventually. Does it require me to have my own content to do the migration for me? Or did you have any bump during the migration? Does it take an expert to do it?
When we migrated the company home server 2 years ago, we wrote a tool that we called Syn2MAS, which was a tool using Node.js to just import the user from the Synapse database to the MAS database. And that tool was very hacky. It was like meant for maybe 100 users, 1,000 users max, but it was slow, not very efficient, and never meant to be working at the scale of matrix.org. So we've been working for the past 6 months, I guess, on this new migration tool that is written Rust, part of MAS directly, so it's no longer like a separate project within MAS, and that is a lot quicker. that has seen a lot of very fine database optimization techniques. Like, for example, when we're importing a lot of users, during that import, we disable any database constraints for rank keys and stuff like that, and restore it at the end because it's faster to do it like that. Or we like load balance around a connections, I guess, when we're writing new data. And this is, again, all credits to my colleague Oliver who worked on this. But yeah, a lot of care has been taken on this new migration tool. It's unfortunately not fully production and foolproof yet. We still have a little bit of work, especially like documentation work to do, to have this tool generally available to everyone. But it will be a lot better than the old one, and you can expect it to land probably in the next few weeks, next few months in the newer version of MAS, basically.
All right, so you had a tool for the migration of matrix.org that is efficient, but that can have some footgun, and you are working on removing the footguns for people to be able to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Okay, makes sense to me. The next question is completely different. Let's abandon everything technical. MAS is using the next-gen authentication, building on top of a battle-tested standard. It brings new security, etc. Good, but for me as a user, what is it going to change for me?
So the first, I guess, the major thing for matrix.org users right now is the thing I showed right before, which is now you have this place account.matrix.org that is everything around your account. That means that any you can access it on any device. You don't have a different vision of what's happening on your account depending on the client you're using. So that's one essential thing. Are you looking for like what it enables on the long run?
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
So MAS is really just a foundation for this next generation of thing. So right now we focused a lot on making it just work with the existing what we're doing currently. But the fact that the login happens in a separate context, not within your clients, that will enable a lot of things in the future. One thing it will enable is the QR code login we were talking about. That's probably coming in the next few months. But the more exciting thing is that we will be able in the future to build matrix client that are specific and that have only restricted access to your account. So for example, if you're building a widget in your I don't know, for your home screen that only shows you how many unread notifications you have on your account, for example, that widget doesn't have to be able to write messages to send messages as you. So we're able here to define a restricted scope for this particular app that can only read a subset of things on your account. So that will let you have confidence, like as a user, that the app you're using will not be able to do things you're not expecting it to do. Right now, all clients will still have like somehow somewhat full access to your account. You can still like those are fully features clients, but it's an exciting future where we can imagine new, very new kind of apps building on Matrix that are secure, where you can share the same account without having the worry of like it's completely destroying your account somehow.
So it would be possible, for example, to delegate my identity to a widget or a bot, and be confident that the bot or the widget is not going to delete my account on my behalf, for example.
Yeah, I mean, that's a thing that exists in MAS today. So before the button to delete your account was within your clients, and that was probably one major security flaw is that, let's say you enter your password in your client to log in the first time. What is there any assurance that that this client is not like saving this password internally and using this password to like do something bad, like deactivating your account. So we had no way to protect against that. Now we completely basically removed the API for clients to do it. If you really want to deactivate your account, you have to go to account.mailchimp.org or the mass instance from your particular home server to do it. So there's no way for a bad client to do this kind of destructive action nowadays.
So when you say we remove the API, you mean in the new paradigm, the legacy API still exists for now?
Most of them, yes. Like the old login API, so the things we do most commonly, like logging in, logging out, we still have support for those. We took a lot of care to make sure that we're not breaking existing clients. But there are a few capabilities like removing old sessions, like deleting other sessions that your current one, or deactivating your accounts, that will not work. That if your client isn't mass aware of the next gen of stuff, it's not going to be able to do it. Which is probably fine. Like in most cases, you're not deleting your account every day, and probably we'll be teaching a lot more to people that now they have this dedicated space to do those things, so they don't have to like dig into their client settings to do those actions.
All right. So what I'm gathering from what you told me is that basically MAS is a multi-year refactoring of the authentication of Matrix, where you've finished doing that this massive refactoring and you're like, great, now we have a fine foundation to build more things on top. So it can look like it's a lot of work for not a lot in practice, because right now it's almost status quo, except in practice it's a much saner foundation to build more complex, more fine-grained authentication journeys for people and to manage their account properly. One concern I do have is I like to play with bots, etc. And for Matrix, it's been usually very easy. I can copy my username and password or generate an access token for a bot and paste it somewhere. If I want to play with a bot, develop one, and use MAS at the same time for the authentication, will I have to do some convoluted dance to or weird incantations to make sure I have an access token or something that the bot can use?
So if your server is still like the one managing your passwords, so like let's say you're not delegating off to your keycloak or something like that, we still have support for the legacy m.login.password authentication flow. So you can still have this API, very simple API. You send your username and password, you get back an access token that is valid indefinitely. On the long run, this is a paradigm that we're trying to get away from. We want to remove this API. But we'll only do that once we're confident that we have those kind of stories covered. One way I have in mind on how we want to solve those kind of stories is I want to introduce a feature in MAS in the mid-long term, a personal access token kind of feature. So you know, when you're using a service like GitHub, you can go to your account settings and say, I want to create an access token that is valid for 30 days, something like that, and that has read-only access to my account, to my repository, that can write to this repository and stuff like that. I want something similar in MAS. So I want a UI where you can just say, for this account, let me just, with a few clicks, create an access token that is long-lived and that I can use for my bots. So that's part of the story, how we want to solve that. The other part might be also looking at alternative, like putting alternative authentication flows in the spec. So right now, we very much focus the proposal to the end user login flow. So the one that like actual people use every day, and not necessarily the ones like tailored for automations. In the OAuth2 and RDC spec, there are existing flows that are really meant for machine-to-machine communication, and we might want to adopt some of this. But in an effort to like reduce the scope a little bit of what we were tackling, because of course, like we're basically touching like the most fundamental part of the API. It's the thing that like everything touches at some point. We had to reduce scope somehow. So that's why the bot story is not the best right now, but it's something we have in mind and we want to solve somehow. Probably also like gathering community feedback on how we could solve that the best.
Right, so eventually, before the legacy APIs are going to be decommissioned, this is going to make it to mass and it's going to be somewhat transparent for me as a developer, because I will have the same kind of token that I can just paste somewhere in the configuration of my bots. Cool, but there is another concern I have. I really don't like complexity when deploying services on my server. And there is Synapse, there used to be the sliding sync proxy, there is MAS, there are talks about having a live kit service as well. It's starting to be a lot. So even if the sliding sync proxy disappeared, is the same thing going to happen to MAS? Is it going to join Synapse at some point?
So I guess the short answer is like I hope so. So the thing is, why MAS is a separate project is that Synapse was never designed to manage like HTML web sessions correctly, and it was such a huge refactor that if we wanted to do it within Synapse, it would have been really a problem. That's why it's a separate project, first of all. But one choice we did from the beginning is that we chose to do it in Rust because that was a time as well where we started experimenting with putting Rust within Synapse directly. So the long-term goal we have is for MAS to eventually be part of Synapse directly, because at the time we want to actually deprecate the old compatibility, the old legacy of options. We want to make sure that it's as easy for home server owners to just upgrade Synapse and magically they're on the new MAS stack. So eventually we'll have an embed mode where MAS basically runs within Synapse. But that's probably quite far away, to be honest. That's a very interesting technical challenge. That's probably not going to happen this year let's say. I'm worried to give any timeline, but basically it's a big work to still do. So in the meantime, I have basically two options for you. One is that our server product team at Elements just open sourced a new project, which is ESS Helm. So it's the Elements Server Suite Community Edition that is based on a Helm chart. So if you have an existing or want to spin up a Kubernetes cluster, you can deploy that, and MAS will be part of this deployment. I don't think the migration from an existing like Synapse only deployment to a Synapse plus MAS deployment is yet done. That's probably coming in the next few months. But that's an option for you. And if you're using another really interesting alternative is that if you're using the Matrix Docker Ansible Docker,
Matrix
what's
Ansible Deploy, Matrix Docker
Matrix
Ansible Deploy.
Docker
I never know how it's called. I know it's
Ansible?
great, but I never know how to call it.
So it's MDAD basically. So this very popular playbook that lets you deploy a bunch of components. They integrated MAS a long time ago, like a few months ago, and they even integrated the old migration tool. So if your server is a few thousand users, maybe it should be quite easy to just enable MAS and have it migrate your user almost automatically. And they have really great documentation to about this. So, short answer, eventually yes, we will have MAS within Synapse. That's one of goal of the team. It's gonna take a long time, so don't if you really want to have MAS today, because there are very very valid reasons to have it, you should then not wait for this, but look at the options today that exist to migrate to MAS. That's the ESS Community Edition. That's maybe MDAD, or even manually. It's not that bad to deploy mass, basically.
All right, so to sum up, there is a new authentication paradigm, and it's MAS. It's deployed on matrix.org. It only took half an hour or something to migrate several hundreds of thousands of
100 million.
millions, hundreds of millions users, so it's very efficient. The tool for the migration is not very ready for the general public, but it's going to be released in the long run. The legacy APIs still exist, but in the meantime, you can experiment with MAS. The legacy APIs are going to be decommissioned once all the use cases that people have today are covered, and you are actively looking for feedback from the community to make sure that nothing is forgotten. It's a tad more complex than just running Synapse on a home server, but as a home server, I mean. But there are solutions in the name of ESS Community or the Matrix Ansible Docker Playbook, Ansible Docker Playbook, with great documentation that you can use. And I think that's it for today. Anything else the world should know?
I just wanted to emphasize on something. So I've been working on this for like 4 years now. It's like probably the reason that I got hired by Elementor in the first place. So it's a huge project, and like personally, it's like a huge achievement to finally have it on matrix.org. When we started it, we had in mind, okay, maybe a year from now we're gonna get it on matrix.org. I wouldn't have imagined for it to take so long, because it was such an interesting thing to work on. And for the past year or so, maybe let's say 6 months, I really enjoyed the community engagement with this. So I guess since my talk at the MatrixConf, probably a lot of people gave me the feedback. They understood like why we were doing this, the fundamental reason why we're doing this, and that we're doing a good thing for the ecosystem. And it's really heartwarming to see the community being engaged and being very positive about it nowadays. And I really enjoy that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Quentin. Congratulations again for the
Thank
successful deployment and for this massive refactoring that is unlocking so many positive use cases, and to finally make Matrix authentication a little bit less hairy than it used to be. Because right now we have two passwords, etc. It can be confusing. So MAS is going to simplify the future for a lot of people. Thank you very much, and I see you
You're
next
welcome.
time, Matrix Live.